He was offered to be the chief rabbi. Chief Ashkenazi rabbi, and he turned it down.
Shmuel Shapira?
Yeah.
Not surprised.
He said, "Who, me? I don't know anything." It was immense to be to come. I don't know anything. What do you guys expect for me to be a doctor?
Shmuel, right, so we're talking about them. They used to go to the Kotel, right? And stream there every night, the Chatzot Laila, a few friends get together, go to the Kotel and cry. And especially in those years, is when they started getting all the rumors. I don't know if it's about the rumors, the information from Europe, what's going on. It was in the 1930s, the early 1940s. Right? It's here about what's going on in the Holocaust and everything. And besides the fact that Nazis were getting very close to the country here as well. They're going to Egypt. Yeah, so they used to cry. Oh, wow, they used to cry. They felt... Okay. And also, they were crying because they wanted to go to Uman. They couldn't go to Uman. The whole Europe was in war. Couldn't go to, besides, even if it wasn't in war, afterwards it was communism. You couldn't go to Uman. So there's a phrase, there's one sentence in the Tikkun Chatzot. It's Sha'arei Tzion Na'uf Kayonim. So the gates of Zion will fly like Yonim doves. Yeah. So they read it like this: Sha'arei Tzion, the gates of the Tzion in Uman. We fly like this. They used to read it over and over. Please Hashem, I want to go to Uman. Yeah. One of the friends there, he described it that at the time when they used to say this, Sha'arei Tzion, Na'uf Kayonim, I felt with all my 24 limbs, with all my senses, what David HaMelech said, "Mi teni ever ufa kayona ufa." Who will give me? I wish I had wings. I will fly like a dove. And he felt it. He just wanted to go to Uman. That one of the difficulties was the freezing in Yerushalayim. It gets pretty cold. Like we realized the past 2 days, it gets cold. Especially at night, and especially in another month or so. It gets pretty cold at night, it gets close to the zero. It's always around the zero at night.
Snow.
Oh man. And so it was freezing. So one of the friends there, he used to buy a few for the Arabs, a few pieces of wool, so they could cover themselves a little bit with wool. They didn't have normal coats or anything. It was a lot of hunger here, it was poverty. Okay, before... Yeah. Before the captivity you say? Before the Arabs took over the old city, they used to get together with the Brest of Shtibel. Who was there? Rav Shlomo Wexler, Rav Yaakov Balzeski, Rav Avomer. Yeah. Their whole life they dedicated just for serving Hashem. They didn't work or anything. They just were in the Shtiblach. So, serving Hashem. It was Bitul Hayesh. You know what Bitul Hayesh means? Nullifying the being. I heard a story from Avlezer Berland. A friend of mine told me, his father told me he saw it in his own eyes. The time of Avlezer Berland, today, you can't even imagine what level he's. But that he's. It was time they went to Meron, many, many years ago, maybe 40, 50 years ago. 40 years ago, probably. They went to Meron. And before they got to Meron, Avdalan got on the microphone, or I don't know if there was a microphone, he screamed out and he said, "Right now, I'm in Bitul Hayesh." What does that mean? I'm in a complete nullification of being. Whatever you tell me, I'll do. So they go to the Tzion, and there was a mikvah there. Someone screamed out, "Lezer, go into the mikvah with your clothing, jump in." So he jumped in with the hat, with the jacket, with his bag. Jumped in the mikvah, he said, "Bitul Hayesh." Bitul Hayesh completely. So they were in this such a level, Bitul Hayesh. Yeah. So afterwards, there was a. Before the state was created, before there was a state they established, so there was a lot of tension between the Arabs and the Jews over there. Between the Arabs to the Jews, right? The Jews didn't really do so much anything there. So they moved to, they couldn't be in the same shul that they were because it was too close to the Arabs. They moved to a different shul. In those days, yeah. He said, one of the neighbors there said, the voice of the Torah and the tefillah, day and night, the whole old city, they heard it. He said, I will never forget it. Also, Yaakov Mechshata said, it was a very good atmosphere there, because we were a small group and we held this up together. Also, Yitzchak Mendel HaKohen said, I became a Bres of a Chassid because I used to go to the Bres of Shtibel in Mea Shearim, but it was very powerful over there. So, Blazer Berland said that Shachris in the Shtibel over there took 5 to 6 hours every day. Shachris. They started, I don't know, 2 hours before, and they had 4 nights. Because they could scream Tzu Yisrael before Shmoneh Esrei. What nates b'cha? Tzu Yisrael before Shmoneh Esrei. They say Tzu Yisrael Kum Yisrael right before Shmoneh Esrei. They were able to scream it for half an hour, everyone together, scream over and over. Tzu Yisrael, right? Hashem, take a Am Yisrael over and over. Kum Abezal Yisrael, over and over. Yeah.
Because of the Shoah,
because
that was.
I think in general, and also because of the Shoah, because of the situation they were in, it wasn't easy living in the old city in those days. It's very, very difficult. He said, of Kivak says, the day of, that of Shmuel Shapira, when he used to put his talis on, it was unbelievable to see him putting on the talis, like, waiting, when is the time? What is the time? I want to put on the talis. Right? It's just like, he didn't say it, but it was like yearning just to put on the talis. Okay? So, after they finished doing Tikkun Chatzot, yeah, they all used to walk the fields until the morning, after Tikkun Chatzot, until the morning, they used to go to the field. Usually, they used to go from Shah Shechem, yeah? On Shmuel Navi Street that we're on right now. In those days there wasn't a road here. The big number one here, the big road, that didn't exist. There was a road from Shah Shechem straight, it was Shmuel Navi and Shah Shechem straight. And Shiftei Yisrael was that way. Right? And that road that from where Shimon HaTzadik towards Shimon HaTzadik was straight to Shiftei Yisrael. It was a crossway this way and that way. Before they built here this the big road. So someone told me. Was here a few years ago. That's how it was. Yeah. And then they used to go until the fields of Sanhedria, where Sanhedria are buried. Everyone knows, yeah? And there's a park there today. Those days, it was before 1948, and there was a lot of fights between the Zionist underground and the Arabs and the British. And there was a lot of tension here in the country, a lot of stress, and every move at night was dangerous because people might get shot. The British are afraid that it's them, and they're afraid that you get shot in the street. But they didn't care. They went. They just went. Yeah, many times they were stopped by British soldiers, and they didn't speak Yiddish, because he says here that in Great Britain they don't teach Yiddish. Today they teach Yiddish there for the Jews. Yeah. And so they said, they said, until they let them go. 2 more minutes. Yeah. On the way to the old city, they used to pass by Mea Shearim close, right? On the way to the field, and they used to get some more friends over there from there. Anshin, another tzaddikim, hours and hours, he's screaming in the field, hours and hours. So one night, before it was around Shavuos time, it was the Arabs, a lot of the fruits and vegetables were ready, were ripe, and the Arabs were bringing them. They go before when it's still dark, the Arabs start going. So they find themselves a good place to put their produce. They could sell their stuff. And that night, we were a big group in the field, screaming. And there was a lot of
caravans.
What?
Caravans. People going back.
Yeah. Of Arabs going towards the Yerushalayim to sell their produce, right? And they heard the Arabs screaming. They heard the Arabs heard the Jews screaming, and they started screaming. They were frightened that something's going on. They started screaming also. So the Jews got scared. All the Ohev Hashem, they started running into the forest deeper and deeper. So they each one was afraid of the other. Yeah. Unbelievable. Then afterwards, when they finished, they used to go together. So, to continue the night tomorrow.
When I first